From the PSIA AASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas, and you are listening to First Chair. We have a very special guest with us today. Vanessa Mann is joining us from National Academy. Vanessa, you have quite the titles. I'm going to let you introduce yourself there.
Yeah, thank you so much for introducing me. My name is Vanessa Mann. I am a General Secretary of IESS, of the International Association for Science and Education in Snow Sports, but I'm also the Project Manager of InterSki International. So that's what brought me actually to National Academy, and I'm very thankful for being here. Thank you.
Well, really excited that you've taken the time out to chat with us. Really want to get into InterSki as well, but can you tell us a little bit about the International Association of Education and Science in Snow Sports?
100%. That is quite the title and quite a mouthful, as we know. So we understand our duty or our mission as bridging the gap between theory and practice. So we are the one pillar organization of InterSki International that shares all the knowledge that we get from our scientific research from the various universities and bring them more towards more to the ski instructors and to the nation. So breaking down the scientific piece and putting into action what we need to in order to become great ski instructors or to inspire our clients to have fun on snow.
How did you get involved with that? I mean, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. So our president, Dieter Bubeck from Germany, was actually my level 3 instructor. So he was my harshest critic. And then after I moved back from Ottawa, Canada, to Germany, I received a call from him, and he wanted to have me on the board as general secretary. He was looking for somebody who knows the international scene a bit, and so here I am today, and I'm very thankful for that call.
So InterSki just awarded to Vail a month or so ago, and PSIA, ASI, very excited to have InterSki coming to the United States. 4 years sounds like kind of a long time, but there's a lot to get done. What are some of the things that need to happen between now and 2027 for this to be a successful InterSki?
Yeah, that is a good question, because 4 years seem like a long time, like you say, but it's actually a short period of time. So first of all, what needs to happen is PSIA and the organizers need to nail down the theme, and that will happen in collaboration with InterSki. But also what needs to happen is create that excitement and also sharing the information what InterSki is all about and what the InterSki Congress will be about. So in terms of the organizing committee, I will leave that up to Peggy and Dave Schuling and all the crew. But for us as InterSki International, it will be very important to let our members know about options, about what actually the InterSki community can, or which value they can gain from attending InterSki Congress in Vail. We as InterSki International, we will continue working on the collaborations between the countries, providing resources, valuable resources. We will revamp our website. We will be the collaborator, and we will do anything possible that supports the success of PSIA.
Now, how closely do you work with them throughout this time period? I mean, you've got to have them on quite the timeline, I would think.
Well, yeah, actually, so Peggy has a seat on the board of InterSki International as the next InterSki representative. So the collaboration is very close. And I think, as we know now that Vail was just voted as the next InterSki host, the discussions are starting and the negotiations. And so everything will start and ramp up from now on. And so the collaboration is very tight and close, and we're very excited about this.
Now, you're at National Academy. What's it like for you getting to meet a number of the United States team members? Although team selections are happening next week, so there will be possibly some changes in the team.
I have to say it's a fantastic experience. I'm very thankful that I was able to attend, and I'm super thankful that I get to experience the vibe here in Montana. Everybody's super welcoming and very enthusiastic about sharing their their experiences, their knowledge. And I can only say that this is outrageously amazing. I love it. The National Academy, I think, displays how successful the United States has been in the last couple of years, or in the last years, setting up a certification system and an education system to provide access to snow sport teaching to everybody. The level of expertise is fantastic.
Now, have you been able to talk about InterSki much with the National Academy participants?
Not yet. It's a tight schedule, so not yet, but I think there are still 3 to 4 days left, so we'll see. I hope we can share the passion about it.
So you are spending the entire week there. What are your goals with the National Academy?
Obviously, getting more insight into what the team will look like. So I see the old team members, but I also will keep an eye on who else is going to try out. I'm also looking forward to participating in the workshops on the snow, but also off the snow. So those are the most relevant points for me. I'm pretty excited for that.
Good. So you are going to get some sliding time.
Oh, yes. I had fantastic sliding time today and yesterday. So we had a great group together with Penn State participants as well, because Josh was presenting his thesis or his research about inspirational teaching. And we had a little group together that was skiing together yesterday and today. And tomorrow I'm excited for more snow, and we'll see what's going to happen.
I heard it was very much spring conditions, so wide variety of weather.
Yes, it was very slushy yesterday. I think Angelo said, if I may quote him, he said that it was different every turn. That was true. And this morning, the conditions were very hard, rock solid, I would say. And then with every hour, it opened up, so it was beautiful. And now it's snowing, so we'll see what's going to happen tomorrow and the day after. I think there's some powder. Well,
what are your plans immediately following National Academy?
I have to fly home Saturday, unfortunately, and go back to my regular job. I'm a teacher, so I'll go back to my teaching assignment, teaching students in high school in Germany. So that's what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Back to the grind.
And do you teach skiing in Germany as well?
I do. I'm affiliated with the university, so I'm still a lecturer there. So I provide courses for the level ones and twos, and I'm also part of the Department of Kinesiology and Pedagogy, so I'm the hybrid. So I teach, or I give feedback and training to masters of education students who want to become phys ed teachers. So I see them in their apprenticeship, but I also teach them about strength and endurance training, do assessments there, but then also teach them on the snow. And in March, we usually spend 4 weeks in Switzerland in Zossfate and do the training with them.
Now, how many other national teams will you be able to spend some time with between now and 2027?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I hope as many as possible. So I already have the U.S. checked off, so I get to see a few here. Maybe the Germans, depending on their selection process, but we'll see.
Well, Vanessa, it's been wonderful catching up with you, meeting you, and I look forward to actually speaking with you more as InterSki approaches. And just thank you so much for joining us on First Chair.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Vanessa Mann joining us from National Academy from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.